Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most.
Whether it's reactions,
matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
Home stretch. We are in the home stretch. Second half of the WIP Afternoon Show, a football Friday, a playoff football Friday. Who better to have on the show, as we do every Friday during the football season at 4 o'clock? Jaws, Ron Jaworski. You can see him on the NBC Sports Philly pre- and post-game show and hear him with us. You fired up or what, Jaws? You ready?
Mike, I am fired up. The intensity is palpable, man. You know it's a playoff. Just talk to people. You feel it. The only thing I worry about when you get in games like this is hero syndrome, that some guys want to be the hero of the game. This is one of those games where you got to let the game come to you when you get in the playoffs.
So we'll start with the quarterback. We heard from him today for the first time since before the Washington game, Jalen Hurts. As a former quarterback yourself, somebody who has only had a couple of practices in the last 3 weeks, no game action, Nick Sirianni and Kellen Moore said they weren't that worried about rust. From your perspective, how much will that affect his play, do you think, at the beginning of the game?
I don't think it'll affect him at all. I really don't. I know there's some people may feel differently, but he started 66 games in his career. By the way, won 46 of them, which is an amazing record. Would he have liked to get a little more reps in this week and prior last couple of weeks? I would say yes, but I think he's played so much football, not only in the NFL but in college. I kind of don't believe in rust if you're a rep thrower, and Jalen's a rep thrower. So I think he'll be fine. I quite honestly, I'm a little more concerned about the concussion, and I'll say it from my personal experiences. I've always felt when you came out of a concussion, certainly you get doctor clearance, you get the training staff clearance, you get the coaching and staff and the league clearance. Okay, you're ready to go. But I always felt, I never felt 100% comfortable until I took that first hit. You want to take that hit and you say, okay, now you shake your head, you shake your shoulder, you say, okay, now I'm ready to go. I've taken a hit, now I'm fine. I felt it, I'm a football player, I'm playing football again, now it's time to go to work. So I actually, not hard, but I wanted to see him get a hit early in the game, kind of knock the cobwebs off.
Well, from a strategy perspective, a large part of Jalen's game has been running the ball. I would say this year, even since the bye, maybe even more than we're used to. Would you pull back at all on that, or would it just be all systems go?
I would pull back, and I think that would certainly hurt the running game a little bit, because we all know Jalen's ability to run the football stretches the field sideline to sideline, the passing game end zone to end zone, but he keeps that backside at bay, because he can always scoot out the back and level off that defense and keep him honest. So if you're going to do that, you're going to take some hits. So this offensive line, I think, will have to handle the running game themselves and not count on Jalen booting out the backside and keeping the defense honest that way.
How you feeling about the passing game, Jaws? If I'm Green Bay, right, I'm trying to load up to stop Saquon. I know people have done that all year, and it hasn't really worked to the tune of 2,000 yards rushing with Saquon. If I'm Green Bay, I'm going into the game saying I'm trying to get Jalen, who hasn't played in a month, to see if he can beat me with his arm. What do you think about that game plan from a Green Bay defensive standpoint? And then also, I know you're not worried about the rust from Jalen's standpoint, but what about the the chemistry, like being with the receivers, being on the same page with the receiver. Any concern with that, especially with AJ not practicing pretty much this week?
And again, I'll go back to my thought that here we are. You know, we've been at this now for 4 months. These guys have practiced a lot together throughout their careers. So I think the esprit de corps, the chemistry, the hinting that the receivers give the quarterback, I think they're all ingrained in these guys right now. So I don't look at that as a real problem. But what concerns me a little bit, I think they will load the box. But when Green Bay loads the box, they are not a heavy blitzing team. They blitz only 18%, which ranks 30th in the NFL. They'd like to get eyes in the backfield. In fact, you know, they got two interceptions in that game in Brazil. Mm-hmm. When I went through the tape of that game, Jalen was late on both of those throws. And then McKinney made the interception coming backside on a cover two. So you know, they're looking back in at the quarterback. And, hey, you know, the quarterback has to look where he's going to throw. I don't care how good you are at eye manipulation. Eventually, before you pull the trigger, you got to look to where you're going to throw the football. And the Packers do a great job of that, of reading the quarterback's eyes and jumping around. So now why I say I think they'll try to stop the run by loading the box a little bit, they can still keep eyes in the back and play zone, you know, even though they're loading the box and getting eight at the line of scrimmage. So I think the key will be, can we get the explosive plays? If they're going to cheat up there in the box, you're going to get a chance to get some plays down the field. And obviously, with AJ healthy, hopefully healthy, you know, we can get those plays. And Devontae can certainly add to that as well.
Just from a passing game perspective, so the last game we saw Jalen play a full game, the passing game early on was good. And then we saw Pickett and McKee and the passing game early on good as well. Is there something that they found schematically that maybe changed, or is it just they did what they're supposed to do better over the last several weeks?
Well, I think number one, there's incredible talent on the offense, just incredible talent. And you look at everything they can do, and I always break offenses and defenses down into dimensions. How many dimensions does this offense have? Well, number one, they can run the football as well as anyone in the game behind the best offensive line in the game. So they can run the football. They've got arguably the best back, just ran 2,005 yards in the game. So you've got arguably the best back in football. Wide receiving core, who's going to argue with these two guys? With A.J. and Devontae, and Goddard looked really healthy last week, so you throw that into the mix. So there really isn't a weakness on this defense. They have every dimension, and you know, Jalen's ability to run with the football is that added dimension. So I think all dimensions are there offensively to have a high-scoring game and a high-scoring team throughout the playoffs.
So if I were to tell you, I want you to tell me what would worry an Eagles fan the most about the Packers going into this game on Sunday, what would it be?
Turnovers. In fact, the Packers have been very good in the NFL. They ranked fourth in the NFL in forcing turnovers. And as I said earlier, I looked at that game in Brazil and a couple of bad decisions by Jalen thrown late. And one was a bad snap on a fumble. So you got to win the turnover battle in these kind of tight games. They didn't win it in Brazil in that game, but they won the football game. But you know, when you're ending up on the minus side of turnovers, it makes it a lot more difficult to win. So if the Eagles can protect the football, they will win the game going away.
Going away,
So here, I got Ike's attention there.
Yeah, well, now I like it. Well, I've just been listening. Yeah, like it.
Joss, here's why I am. You know, heard you say that. Obviously, a ton of respect from you. I think Baldy said the same thing. We had Shiel Kapadia on. He sort of felt the same way. And I look at, and maybe it's just an eye test versus numbers thing, right? Because when I watch the Packers, I'm usually not impressed. They don't seem like a particularly consistent football team. But then I look at the numbers and overall offense, overall defense, they're right up there. You know, Jordan Love has not turned the ball over very much the second half of the year. And I think more of the Packers than experts like you are. And the more people like you, they keep saying, we are by far the better team here. I guess I just got to believe it. But in my gut, I think the teams are a little bit closer than most people do at this point.
Hey, I'm not diminishing the Green Bay Packers' ability to win the football game. I just don't think they will. When I went back and looked at the individual matchups back in the game in Brazil, we are the better football team. You know, they're coming off a loss to Chicago Bears last week. You know, you got a quarterback that has a hurt ulnar nerve, and I've had that injury. Yeah, you may feel pretty good today, but you start taking one hit on that, all of a sudden you can't control the flight of the football and where it's going. So I think those are things that if you drill down on and you put a balance sheet together, there are a lot more things in the favor of the Eagles winning this game than the Green Bay Packers. I'm not diminishing their ability. You know, they had a hell of a run last year going to the NFC Championship game. They've got a good young team. They're a well-coached football team. Hey, they're in the playoffs. And quite honestly, you know, it's a wide open race. But I just think with the week of rest the Eagles have had last week, you know, with the talent they have on this football team. I talked about dimensions on offense. I can spend another 5 minutes talking about the dimensions they have on defense. And let's get real here. The Green Bay Packers, they don't want to come out slinging the football run. They want to run the football. They run the ball about 52% of the time, where the Eagles run it about 56% of the time. So we got two of the three leading running teams, or at least by number of rushes and percentage of rushes. So both these teams want to run the football. They run it a little bit different. They will run between the tackles. They'll run out the pistol and get some, you know, with their running game is straight downhill running. So this Eagles defense line is going to have to play well against the run and control inside the tackles.
All right, Joss, it's time. We need the official prediction. Obviously, we get a sense of where you're going here, but you always give us a score. So what are you looking at on Sunday?
I think I've been pretty good this year, guys. I think I've been pretty good. I got 31-24 Eagles.
Okay. And that's a cover. That's a cover.
That is a cover.
You beat me to the punch on that one.
Yeah. Well, the line's up to 5.5, which is pretty surprising to me. You know, it's opened up at 3.5. So, all right, Jaws, we'll see you on NBC Sports Philly pre and post. And hopefully, we are previewing another game with you at this time next Friday.
Save this spot for me. All right, I'll be back.
All right, Jaws.
Love it.
Like T2. Thanks, Jaws. All right. So, if Jaws didn't get you hyped up enough, Boy, do we have the answer for you. Rios in North Philly. You're on WIP. What's up, Rios?
What's going on, Hard Chargers?
What up, Rios?
You all right, Rios?
No, I'm not all right.
Uh-oh.
I'm all right, but this is serious. Gentlemen, I don't play with this. I don't play slap and tickle. This ain't no damn... I ain't no show. I ain't no damn freaking mascot. And yo, Cisco, hit the music.
Hold on. Cut that off.
That's not it.
That's not the damn music.
It's not the Rocky.
Going to distance. It's on YouTube. It's whatever.
I got it.
It's the wrong Rocky song.
Reels? I mean, not Reels. Francisco?
Oh.
Get it together in
now,
there, man.
I'm going to put this on Jack. There we go.
All right.
Hold on. Cisco, stop, bro.
Whoa.
Cisco, stop.
Turn it off.
Let me do this again.
Yes, we're going to do it right.
Yeah, yes, do it right.
Hold on,
Let's
Rios. We're going to make sure that we're all set. Are you set in there, Francisco? All right, go ahead, Rios.
Gentlemen, Cisco, hit the music. 2025. Reap your new year. It's playoff time. Do or die. Put up or shut up. Get down or lay down. These cheesy suckers have the frozen tundra. We have the concrete jungle where we will open hand you in the mouth and make you mumble. We're a nightmare when you sleep, making your dreams crumble. Straight to the point. These suckers come into our home to do what they want to do and destroy our Mission 59. The warrior, the savage, the soldier is not loved until it's time to seek and destroy. Well, gentlemen, that time is now to stay uncomfortable, to stay savage, to stay bleak, everything that hinders us until Mission 59 is complete. We don't look for love. We take our respect. We are in the front lines. This is live and serious. 5.56 and 7.62 rounds are flying around us. Mortar rounds are launched in the air. Chemical agents are activated, and we are the Pound Town Assassins to eat all of this for breakfast. Issue out the body bags, because plenty is needed. And who is Green Bay's girlfriend? We will pack them too. No holds barred. We want the world and everything in it. Fade the pain and leave bloodstains. They coming to park us. There will be no mercy. We work and put all the blood, sweat, and tears for Mission 59. And these suckers have the audacity to try and take it from us. You know what we gotta do. We live for something because we ain't die for nothing. We will die with everything. Nothing can stop us. We are the machine from God. States of our combat veteran brothers and sisters. All gave some, and some gave all. Be violent with honor. Strike, Mike, and Cisco. What makes the grass grow?
Blood!
What gets results?
Violence!
And yo, Ike, during and after the game, what town we going to?
Pound Town, baby!
Brooks, Texas, Ashman, Jeremiah Trotter, Take No Ish, South Joyner, Bleed Your Ankles, Shady McCoy, Dutch Your Ass Off, D. Jackson, Do It All, Barry Westbrook, Confidence Levels Are High, Lou Douglas, The Legend, The Wolverine, Brian Dawkins, and last but not least, my baby brother, Hail Kill Assassin, Ike Reese. Woo! Let the violence be with you. E-L-G-L-E-S. Eagles, I'm Rios from North Philly Hunter Park, a.k.a. the Star Major of Philly. I'm immune to the smell of death and will always be a freaking threat. And yo, gentlemen. And yo, gentlemen, and everybody listening, I take this serious. I take this serious. The heroes, the brothers and sisters that I have, they died. I got lucky. They're the real heroes. And by me giving the speech, I'm keeping their memories alive. The half of my kids are Green Bay Packers. The half of the side of their family. But you know what? You know what my kids ride or die with? They ride or die with this. They ride or die with daddy. Fly, Eagles, freaking fly.
Can I tell you something? I have bad vibes for that game on Sunday.
That was playoff worthy.
It was a great speech.
Yeah.
Here's what makes me nervous. Fran screws up the music. Oh, I don't blame you. I don't blame you. I don't blame you.
I don't know. It seems like you're doing.
Well, I do. Ike blames you. if it was written down somewhere where the music was, or but whatever. I'm worried about the music wrong, and I've never heard Rios lose his voice before.
Yeah.
And Ike, I'm going to need you to tell me that Rios losing his voice is a sign of emotion, and it is a good thing, and is not a bad sign.
Yeah,
he sounded like me at the beginning of it when my voice gets screwed up.
Yeah, something was a little off in the beginning.
Yep,
but I felt like he got it going.
He did get it going.
He got it going, and I felt the juice. I felt it.
I felt the juice.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
VP, you're on WIP. Yeah. What's up, VP?
Hey guys, how you doing?
What's up, VP?
I am with Spike. I am anxious, like. All these people calling up, I'm like, man, where'd my old school Eagles fans go? Us people that are afraid of everything
yes.
and are always waiting for the other shoe to drop. Where
yes.
are those people today?
Yeah, well, I'm right here. I'm looking for any sign I can to be nervous, to be honest with you.
I love how everybody's like feeling, you know, they forget, like, we've had great teams before and still lost in spectacular fashion. Let's not even talk about the whole 2011 season, the dream team. But let's just go back to last year. We were 10-1 and looked like we could beat anybody. Like, anyone who's not anxious just has not lived and died with this team for decades. Like, I mean, I guess I'm calling myself old here, but like, I don't understand this.
Well, I mean, I think part of it is the team has – everybody feels so good about this team right now that they just have positive vibes with the team. They just do. I think we did the poll, and it's clearly people out there that is a little nervous about Sunday's game. But I think the majority of people that have called – here's the thing, Kimberly. I mean, VP. We want to put the energy out there that is of confidence versus nervousness. So that's what we normally get on the airwaves is everybody who calls up that's confident.
Yeah, there's very few people that call up and go, like you're doing. You're brave, VP. I'm giving you that right now. It's like I almost feel like if everything were equal, let's say the records are equal, but we're the – the 4 seed and they're the 5 seed, I think people would be a lot more nervous. I think there is a, like, there's a confidence coming in because of like, we're the 2 seed, they're the 7 seed. We're the mm-hmm. highest seed playing this weekend, they're the lowest seed playing this weekend. And their record, too, they were in a much tougher division than we were this year. And I do think we're the better team. And I think the Eagles have been more consistent all year. From the bye week, they've been a really, really, really good team. But I think Green Bay is a little bit better than people think they are.
Well, and so two things about that. One, I think if this was the Eagles team from 4 weeks ago, I might feel a lot more confident. Not having seen Jalen in weeks and knowing that several other key players are sort of limping onto the field, they're going to play because we heard that they're going to play, but they've been practicing. None of that makes me feel good. And also, I'm a very superstitious person. Like, only with the Eagles, I think, but definitely with the Eagles. And for me, going into the game confident that we're going to win is just a jinx. I can't do it. I will rarely ever feel that way. So I am hopeful. I think there's a strong chance we win, but I am also setting my expectations. I'm getting ready for my heart to be broken because that is what I do every week with the Eagles. So.
Yeah, and
not going to happen, VP.
There you go.
Not happening.
Ike is here to make us feel better.
Yeah,
the other reason that's making me nervous is like, man, I want to run here, right? We don't know how it's going to end, but I want to run. The idea that the playoffs could end after this regular season, after a 14-3 regular season with a 2,000-yard rusher, a 10-game winning streak, 11? How many did we win in a row? 11?
10
games in a row. Mm-hmm. After all of that, the idea of not playing the second week of the playoffs would be absolutely crushing to me. So I think that is playing on my emotion as well.
I mean, I bought tickets. I didn't even know you could do this, but you can buy tickets for the NFC Championship game in Philly at Lincoln Financial Field. And if they don't make it, or if it's not in Philly, you get your money back. I didn't even know that was a thing, but I went online and found out. So I bought tickets to that game. I am ready for them to go on the run. But I'm also the superstitious part of me is like, oh no, I bought tickets thinking they might make it to the NFC Championship game. I just can't think that far ahead. So I'm a super conflicted person about it, but I think they can do it. I think anybody who's not a little bit nervous going into Sunday, not being realistic.
And even I'll tell you, I got it a little bit. It's a little bit back there in my stomach a little bit. But, you know, what did I say? I was eight and a half?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't. I'm not a full 10.
Yeah, I'm a 5'7" is where I am. You know, it's funny you say about jinxes, VP. When I worked for WYSP years and years ago, and this was during Ike's teams, we aired the Eagles games on 94 WYSP, mm-hmm. the rock station.
I know.
And as the mm-hmm. playoffs would start, we would all start doing Super Bowl prep or whatever. And I would always go into the meetings with, this is bad juju. We shouldn't be preparing for the Super Bowl. And they would look at me and they'd be like, we literally have to prepare in case this happens. So
we can't wait until right after the game to do it.
But truthfully, when in 17, 18 or whatever, mm-hmm. We did not, because I was in charge of the radio station at that point, we made no parade preparations at all.
Really?
Correct.
Oh, so I don't even remember that.
I didn't make the parade prepper. The only thing we did was scout potential locations.
Okay.
And when I flew back, I had a late flight on that Sunday after the Super Bowl. I landed, I drove right to work, and we started working on parade prep at WIP when I got back that Monday morning.
Wow.
Yeah. I couldn't.
I didn't know that. Yeah.
I couldn't. It felt like a jinx. All right, VP. Well, I'm glad you're out there.
Well, at least you helped us win the Super Bowl.
Yes. So There it is.
So no parade prep this year is what I'm hearing.
Well,
right?
I'm not in charge. So you will have to, if we lose, just blame Rod, you know.
Okay, so, hey, and in fantasy, Spike, I lost to Ike, so I came in sixth. But I will say I want to be part of that league where points count, because really I came in second by your
Oh, my God.
Well,
so,
look.
I'm just saying.
You're preaching the choir. You're preaching the choir.
You have to change all the rules next year, yes.
Yep. All right, VP.
All right, VP.
Thanks for the call. Yep, there's another one. By the way, Lakin out in the hallway is complaining about it, too, about this station league.
Yes, that's what made me think of it, because of him. Yes.
215-592-9494. You nervous at all about Sunday? Coming up next, Dan Orlovsky gave his strategy if he were the Packers of what to do with the Eagles to win the game. We'll give you that. Tommy from down the shore makes his return as well as your calls. Yes, sir. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz coming up in about 10 minutes. The return of Tommy down the shore. Hope he's confident, because if he's not confident, I don't know what to do. Tommy's always confident.
Right.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. It's engagement season. Visit the only jeweler with over 2,500 Google five-star reviews, Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. The question, should Eagles fans have more nerves facing the Packers on Sunday? 56% say no, 44% say yes. 215-592-9494. Big V in Mount Laurel. You're on WIP. What's up, Big V?
What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing?
Man, we're doing good. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Listen, Judge Reese, I got to hand it to you. You really got him going. Maybe you'll stop saying defense is a luxury.
Yeah. Well, I had to twist the knife a little bit more on him because I think I was more shocked that an Eagles legend, defensive legendary player, would utter the words, defense is a luxury.
You know what? Yeah. I am proud of Hugh for sticking to it the entire season, though. You know, when the Eagles defense started looking good and we started winning games because of the defense, it would have been very easy for him to say, "Yeah, you know what? I'm bailing from this." But he stuck to it, and as a born and bred takesman, I appreciate him sticking with it the entire season.
And that's why his beard is going to be green.
And that's
green
why his beard.
Tomorrow.
Well, you know, you win some, you lose some. Occasionally, you got to take an L.
Nah, he stuck to it like Bill Clinton in Monica's dress.
Oh, God.
Oh, there's twice today.
Goodness gracious. It's not even 5 o'clock yet.
Yeah.
No. But listen, I'm not worried because one thing that I know is that Nick has proven to prepare the team for whatever they need to be successful. And what they're going to do is show people why the opening road for the Super Bowl comes here in Philadelphia. And by the way, any of y'all cheeseheads listening, and you think you're coming in here with your cheeseheads, I'm going to warn you. Some of us fans may snatch that off your head, grill it, and eat it in your face. You know why? Because we have the best owner in football. We have the best general manager in football. By the way, kick that music.
Wait, what? No. He told me to have it ready.
Hold on.
Big V, I'm going to pause you here. Big V, I got to pause you.
Yeah.
We got to have a discussion here. My sense is, if Big V wants to do a hype speech, he can do it. I don't think he can have Rios's music.
So you want the Rocky music?
The other Rocky music?
You want the regular Rocky music?
Yeah, you get the other one. All right, here you go.
Oh, I got to get it.
All right, hold on. Big V, we got to take a second. Look, this is not disrespect to you. It is out of respect for Rios. That is his music.
Yes.
Now, look, I'm good with hype speeches. All right, here we go.
Spike, I'm okay with it because
it.
I know you're the kind of guy you can start an argument in an empty room.
Let's roll, Big V.
We've got the best team in football. We've got the best defense in football. And we are the best fans in the NFL. We've got the defense that's steadier than your eighth-grade girlfriend. We've got the offense where our quarterback has got more weapons than you Douglas got excuses. We are Philadelphia. We are Super Bowl contenders. And after this Super Bowl, we will be the next NFL dynasty. We are
Eagles. That's
okay.
It's a good one. It's a good one.
Yep.
It was a good one. It's a good one.
Not bad.
Now
I'm with you.
I have a deep respect for Rios.
Yes.
You know, we can't just all have Rios's music.
Yeah.
It's a staple speech.
It is. All right. 215-592-9494. All right. Dan Orlovsky had some thoughts about what he would do if he were the Green Bay Packers defense and how to attack the Eagles offense. Here's what he had to say.
I would expect Green Bay defensively to come out and dare Philadelphia to throw the football. Challenge Jalen Hurts to A.J. Brown. How sharp are you? How good is the pass game right now? How crisp is it? Because you don't want Saquon Barkley to get going in this game if you're Green Bay defensively. Now, you don't match up well on the perimeter. I get all that.
Yeah.
But I certainly am not going to allow Philadelphia at home to start running the football in this game and easing Jalen Hurts into it. I'm going to challenge Jalen Hurts in that pass game. How sharp is it? Because the best opportunity for Green Bay to not only hang in this game but win in this game is for them to catch Philly starting slow, which they have at times this year, and they jump them.
Yeah, I mean, that has to be right. If you're Green Bay, that's what you have to do. You absolutely have to test, you know, like when a player is injured, you're like, well, let's test that knee of that guy, you know? If the Eagles' weakness this year offensively has been the pass game, you have Jalen who has not played in 3 weeks, you have AJ who hasn't practiced in 2 weeks, mm-hmm. you absolutely have to at least try that in the beginning. And I think it creates an interesting dynamic for the Eagles, what the Eagles should do. Mm-hmm. Because what you don't want to do is, you want to do the thing where you impose your will on the other team.
Right.
But
you don't want them to dictate to you what you should be doing on offense.
But also, you can stop the run if you want to. If you commit enough guys to that, they are good enough defense to where they can put enough guys down there to do it. So
yep.
It creates this thing with the Eagles where you want to get the run game early. You don't want to put pressure on Jalen early. But also, if the Packers are sort of inviting you to do that, you almost have to take it, you know? And
they will, if for no other reason, it'll get you to back out of there.
Right, right.
Yeah, make you respect it.
I mean, that's part of the why Saquon is able to be as successful as he is having those receivers available. And I think you at least have to show that you're willing to throw the ball to them. And really, like, if you're able to do that successfully early, and we were talking about the crowd earlier, if Jalen comes out and completes his first three passes, that crowd's going to be getting AJ first down, you know, Mark.
Crowd's going to be juice, man.
The crowd's going to be crazy.
Yeah.
So I think it's a way to get the crowd going as well. And I would be shocked if Green Bay didn't come in there and basically dare them to throw the ball.
Yeah, we know. Listen, 4th and 26 week. We don't need to have another one of those. Right. All right. We don't need to get to 4th and 26 for us to win the game or get in overtime like we did back then.
Right.
And then we had the. Was that the interception at the end of the game?
Which game are
with
we talking
Vic?
About? Yes. So right. He threw it to Cooper.
Yeah,
he threw it to Riley Cooper.
He didn't even
in the
break
end zone.
The pass up, right?
He did not.
Yes,
he did not.
Yes, pass was intercepted.
If I remember correctly, it was left side of the end zone,
yeah,
sort
yeah.
of near the edge of it. Mm-hmm. And I remember that pass. But yes, he didn't even knock it down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rookie. He was a rookie, I believe.
Riley Cooper.
Was,
oh, was he?
I think it was his rookie season.
Yes.
Because that was under Andy.
Okay, yes, yeah. Right. And it was Chip that told us he was a good blocker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then paid him
right.
$25 million, too.
Riley Cooper, damn, Clearwater's Chip. Own.
Clearwater's own, man.
Yep. 215-592-9494. Hey, it's cold out. Here we are, winter. I've been warning you about winter when I talked to you about your old drafty windows, maybe old drafty doors. Your cold air can come through those doors, too. I told you we'd be here. Here we are. And you haven't done anything about it. And Guida knows that you put it off, so they're still going to hook you up. Now they had the year-end sale. You didn't take advantage of it, so they extended it. Now it is the big winter sales event. So how much are you going to save? You're going to save 40% off every single window and 40% off every single door. And when I say every window, it's every expertly installed energy-efficient window. It also comes with free high-performance low-E glass. Doors, you're like, well, what kind of a door? Any door you want. Insulated entry door, sliding patio door, there they are. And you can start your project with no money down. Maybe the pockets are a little thin because of the holidays. And interest-free financing for up to 12 months. This is only for a limited time, so you got to act now. If you need new windows and doors, what I want you to do is call Guida today. They'll give you all of the info. And when you're on the phone with them, you can schedule a free in-home estimate. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or visit them at goguida.com. That's goguida.com. He has returned. It is one. Tommy down the shore. Tommy!
It's Tommy down the shore.
No way, yes, Mike.
Tommy down the shore.
I love baloney.
He likes to thank a grace and then he goes and says his piece. It's Tommy.
You know what I'm saying?
Down the shore.
Tommy!
Yes, my big baloney business, baby.
Oh, big baloney business.
What's up, Tommy?
It's good to have you back, Tommy. You know, we had the folks from Dietz and Watson here earlier. They brought some bird dogs and, you know, hot dogs with a green bun, brought me some long hots. But I was talking to the fella from Dietz and Watson, and he wants to put your TV show idea, the baloney family,
that's right. Yeah.
Into, like, he actually wants the show to happen.
That is so exciting, man. That's really exciting.
Yeah, he wants it to be an edgy cable show, too.
That's right. Well, that's kind of like, listen, I mean, that's what it should be, because it's got to be dynamic. And it can't just, it's a cartoon for adults, really, right? I mean, kids can enjoy it, too, but it's got to have some edge to it. I like that.
Yeah,
keep you watching.
We'll get Pauly Pepperoni or whatever in real life. So
Gary Gabagool.
Yes.
Mama Mortadella, Papa Prosciutto.
Yeah.
The whole team. They're all very excited, too. I told them already.
Yeah, well, Dietz and Watson, they're very excited to partner with you on the Baloney family. So what's going on, Tommy? I haven't talked to you in a couple of weeks. What's been going on?
I've been taking it easy and just getting so excited for this game on Sunday. You know what I mean? I just can't wait. Birds in the postseason. What a glorious time of year. And speaking of the glorious times of year, I had another idea. You guys know me. I'm just throwing the ideas left and right.
Yes. So what
you
idea?
You guys remember the ice capades?
Yes. Absolutely remember the ice capades.
I used to love the ice capades and they canceled them in the 90s, right? So I had an idea. You guys ready for this?
Yeah.
What you got?
Drum roll, please. Baloney on ice. You know what I'm saying?
Baloney on ice. So,
ice.
All right. So ice. I know what the ice capades are. How do we pull off baloney on ice?
Well, it's a similar concept, right? We have different performances, you know what I mean? Different, like, kind of ice dancers. Like, there's the baloney ballet. This is a group of ice dancers that wear bologna sandwich costumes, and they do a beautiful dance on the ice, right? Then you got the Sensational Salamis. This is another group of dancers. They put on salami costumes, right?
Yep.
And you guessed it, they do a beautiful dance on the ice. But then we're going to have other performances, like, for example, Vanilla Ice, Ice Baby on ice. Because he's not doing nothing these days. We'll hire him for this. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I like that.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, they'll join them. Ninja Turtles on ice, you know what I mean? We'll have water ice on ice. Everything's going to be on ice, you know what I'm saying?
You're going to have water ice on ice?
That's right. That's right.
All right. So I guess my concern here, Tommy, and maybe you can talk me through this, is I'm imagining I'm a parent of an 8-year-old, right, that would want to go to this. And I'm hearing I have bologna sandwiches dancing on ice. I'm having trouble getting from point A to point B as to why parents would want to bring their children to see dancing bologna sandwiches on ice.
Mm.
Well, because they're amazing dancers. That's why. And little kids love bologna sandwiches, right?
Well, that's a good point. Little kids do love bologna sandwiches. I love bologna sandwiches when I was young. I was bologna, cheese, mustard. That's
right. I know you like the fried bologna sandwich.
Damn
right,
right, brother. That's right.
Right.
That's the only way to eat it is fried bologna. Yes, sir.
That's one of my favorites. So this is like if their lunchbox started dancing on the ice. You know what I'm saying? That's kind of what this is like.
Yeah. Look, I'm behind it. I'm behind it. I think we're really going to have to work very hard on the marketing campaign here because I don't think it's an easy sell right away.
It's not an easy sell. Here's the thing. Once the baloney, the family takes off, this will be like an easier pivot. Because the brand is already going to be there.
Yeah,
you know what I'm
so what I'm thinking is we launch, to your point, we launch the Baloney Family cartoon first, and then this becomes the Baloney Family on ice.
That's right. That's a better way to do it. Rather than just general Baloney on ice, we take those Baloney, because we got the Mama Mortadella, Papa Prosciutto, Gary Gabagool, we just put them on the ice.
There you go.
There we go. We're geniuses here. Geniuses.
Well, so knowing you, Tommy... And you always have an idea, but you always have a theme song to go along with the idea. So my gut tells me you already have a theme song for Baloney on Ice.
Absolutely. I'm just workshopping it, just in the early stages, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of going to be like a Broadway show tunes kind of thing. I'll give you a little sample of it. Here it goes. It's baloney, you're nice. Well, isn't it nice with vanilla ice? Oh, what a delight. It's baloney, you're nice. You know what I'm saying?
Wow, you crushed it.
Yeah. And
now, the only thing I would, and I didn't bring this up, I don't know how much kids want to see vanilla ice.
Maybe I didn't think that one through.
Yeah.
I got it. That one maybe. I'm just workshopping things here. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, pop culture goes in cycles. You know
yes.
what I'm saying? So maybe the younger kids, the real young kids, will like Vanilla Ice. Maybe he'll be cool again because he hangs with the Ninja Turtles, doesn't he?
We could even consider iced tea on ice.
That would be better. That'd be much better than vanilla ice because iced tea is the real deal. Ice is like a novelty. You
yes,
know what I'm saying?
Ice cube on ice. You know, there's a lot there.
Yeah.
There's a lot
ice
there.
That would be ice cube and iced tea are the real deal. Vanilla ice is like a novelty, but you know, it's just all supposed to be fun. You know
yes,
what I'm saying?
Absolutely. So we got a big game coming up on Sunday, Tommy. Big game. Here we are, the playoffs. Eagles, Packers. We get a lot of great predictions here on the WIP afternoon show. We get it from Sheil Kapadia. We get Brian Baldinger. We get Jaws. A lot of great predictions, but yours is the most important. So what do we got here, Tommy?
I'm sensing people are a little nervous because this Packers team is a good team, right? They're a good team, but we're a great team, right? We got the home field advantage, number one. We got explosive playmakers on both sides of the football. And most importantly, we got the best defense in football, right? So I'm just saying there's no need to get nervous. I think it'll be a competitive game. You know what I think? Whenever I'm nervous or I need a sense of encouragement, I always reference the words of the great Jim Lyon. And you know what he said? We're going to give them a double dose of D. You know what I'm saying? That's how we're going to win this game, defense.
Double dose a day.
I like it. I agree with you.
Wait a minute. So you're saying on offense we're going to pound town, and then defensively we're going double dose a D?
It's a lot going on, man.
Yeah,
that's right.
Everybody
that's right.
wear protection.
Right. Man, on a day when Deason Watson brought in bird dogs.
Yeah.
That's right. Exactly.
Yikes. Okay, you got a score for us, Tommy?
I'm going 37-23. Bird.
Whoa.
37-23.
37.
I like it.
37. Right. And then we're going to shut them down. Second half, they're going to get shut down, those Packers.
All right. Well, Tommy, this cannot be your final prediction, so we need them to win so we can bring you back next week.
We're going to win. I will be back next week. I will talk to you gentlemen then. You guys are the best. Go Birds. I'm over and over and over and over and out.
There he is.
All right, Tommy.
It's Tommy.
You know what I'm saying?
Down the shore.
I like bologna on ice. I think the idea might need a little more work, but I like bologna on ice.
You got a starting block. You got something to work with.
215-592-9494. Cowboy Jim.
Oh.
You're on WIP. When's are Cowboys playing Saturday or Sunday?
What time they playing? Yeah, what time's the game?
The black cloud for the Eagles has arrived. The man that predicted the Cowboys to win the Super Bowl. Saquon would get hurt. Georgia and Penn State would beat Notre Dame. I've come back. Plus, let's not forget about Jones. The man was knocked around by LT and Ed Tuttle Jones. So anything he says, I'm going to do the opposite.
Aw, he can't go after Jones.
No,
I'm not giving you a score either because it don't matter. Plus, I'm already preparing for the Detroit Charter. I'm already preparing for it. So, baby, black cloud. The days are done. Hey, where's Buzz? Is Buzz in today?
Nah, Fran's in today.
All right, well, I was going to complain about another host, but I know that bothers him. But you do have another host there that said that the Eagles are not going to the Super Bowl.
Who said that?
16-1 is what you should have been. You should have been. What happened? You put Tiger Bomb on your BA double hockey sticks? Did it fall off? What's going on there?
What is he talking about?
Wait, are you talking about me?
No, I'm talking about John Johnson said their Eagles aren't even going to go to the Super Bowl.
Oh.
What happened to you guys? So all day long, all I hear is, I'm nervous, I'm worried, I don't know what's going to happen. What happened to y'all?
Look, this coming from you this year.
Yeah, I mean, seriously.
I keep going back to it. It's just so difficult. You know, your owner is currently negotiating with Mike McCarthy to keep him as head coach of the Dallas Cowboys.
Have fun with that.
Micah Parsons wants to leave. Dak Prescott's hurt. What are you guys? Are we
what,
7-10
not
this
following
year?
Following the news, Spike. Are you not? Micah Parsons just said we're going to the Super Bowl next year.
Oh, right.
Going to the Super Bowl.
Is he going to be a stewardess like you, flying another team there?
Jerry Jones has brought tears to my eyes many times, but his acting skills Oh, man, I tell you what, I was tearing up like Niagara Falls.
Yeah,
well, actually, he's been acting like a GM since he owned the team.
Three-time Super Bowl champ. Something you'll never see.
Oh, hey, yeah, we will see.
I don't care.
You'll never see it. Your children's children will never see five Super Bowls. Never.
Nobody cares about those two Super Bowls you guys won in the 70s. We don't care about those. You won three in the 90s that were of any relevance.
And by the
way, we'll get to three. Don't you worry.
The 90s, believe it or not, were like 30 years ago now.
Hey, listen, before you guys won a Super Bowl, all I ever heard was 1960. That's all I ever heard. 1960.
Who'd you hear? Nobody around here was talking about 1960.
Oh, all the Eagle fans I had to deal with on the airplane, wherever I go. Oh, well, we won a championship in 60. Oh, great.
No, but no Eagles fans bragged about the 1960 championship. That's a lie.
Please. Your Super Bowl win's getting further and further away as we get older and older. So, hey, you know what it's time? You know what it's time for? It is time for realignment. It's time for the Cowboys, who've been the wet nurse of the Eagles for 60 years. It's time for us to get out, start playing teams like, you know, maybe the Houston Texans, the Titans.
Ah, looking for an easier road, are you? Looking for an easier road, are you?
Want to be like Notre Dame, not be in a conference.
This might be the saddest phone call you've made.
Yeah, this is bad.
We've made billions of dollars for you guys. It's time for you guys to play the Patriots, the Jets, and the Ravens now. Enough of this NFC East. We do not deserve – we don't need to be in there anymore. We've made you guys enough money.
All right. Yeah.
You mean the Eagles? How did the Cowboys make the Eagles money?
Yeah, like this
we made plenty of money. Why are we in the NFC East, Ike? Why are we in the East?
Hell, I don't know. Since I've been watching football, they've been in the East.
Money. Money, okay. That's why they're in there.
I don't know. Oh, you mean they want the like the Eastern time zone to be part of the Cowboys, is what you're saying?
Well, it's time for us to get out and get into, like, say, the AFC South, the NFC South, somewhere else. Time to get out of here.
This is pathetic.
You want to play the Saints and the Bucks and the Texans. Huh?
The Texans. You know, we'll play teams like that. You guys should play the Patriots, the Jets, and the Ravens.
Go stock the snacks in the airplane, buddy, for the Detroit flight.
Can you imagine if you guys had to play Tom Brady for those 15 years? You would never even go into the playoffs.
As usual, living in the past. Oh, living in the past. Stewart is true.
It is sad.
All right.
Get out of here.
It is sad.
Bye, losers.
Loser. All right.
Cowboy fans.
All right. One final hour to get your prediction in for Sunday, 215-592-9494. Are you nervous about the game? Now, coming up next... Fran returns to the top 5 at 5 after his, I guess, uneven performance on Monday.
It made headlines, though.
Did it?
I think it did.
How did it make headlines?
People are talking to me about it in the hallways ever since that. What was that? Monday, Tuesday?
Because you admitted to picking your nose too much.
I mean, it was talked about.
All right.
That's what matters.
Well, what do we have coming up? Is this one going to be good?
Of course. And it's related to the big game coming up on Sunday. So, yeah.
I'm not confident. All right. 215-592.
Related to the big game coming up Sunday.
Yeah, related to the big game. I'm sure you put a lot of thought into it. All right. That is next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.